Hansen!
Hey, Vanya, how's it going today?
It's going good. The sun is shining. I got a new bike. I got a new lease on life.
That's exciting. Have you been wanting a bike for a while, I feel like?
I have, and I have been like, I refuse to buy one new because I've had multiple bikes stolen in New York. So right. I'm like, I refuse. So I've been like looking at the Facebook marketplace and I found one that's perfect. It's like a 6 or 7 year old bike, but it's like exactly what I need. It was less than $100. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bike.
I see you did there. That's awesome. I probably have told you this story that when I lived in Atlanta, because I didn't have a car when I was there, I was like, I'm going to be a bike rider.
Oh, yes.
And I went and bought a bike. And Atlanta is so hilly. And I just was not in as good of shape. And I remember like riding my bike. I rode it one time. I rode it from my apartment to my job.
I love this.
And when I got to my job, I like laid down on the floor thinking that I was going to die. And then I had to have someone with a truck give me a ride back to my apartment that night.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
I returned the bike the next day. Because you could do that. I returned the bike to the store that I bought
Amazing.
It from.
Amazing.
Yeah, which now I feel like you used to be able to return things, and that's not really a thing anymore.
I don't know if they would let you do that. People are real dicks about it these days.
Yeah.
I feel like. But yeah, great.
That's awesome.
I think that. But you know what? I could just vouch for you, for anyone listening. You can ride a bike. We've rented bikes before together.
Yes, I can ride a bike now.
We've had a blast.
I'm always a little bit nervous in the city because, you know, there are cars and
dangerous.
People opening their doors. Yeah. So you have to be a little bit cautious. But yeah, I rented a bike when I was in Cape Cod last fall, and that was really fun. Oh, that was on your suggestion, I believe.
I'm so glad you did.
Ride around, and it was super, super fun. Yeah. Anything else going on this week?
We are in full summer mode with the kids.
Full summer mode.
And gotcha. Doing that, trying to get things done. The house is a mess. It's like so disgusting. I've had a night without my husband, which was nice because he had to work. And so I got like, I just made more of a mess because I was like, oh, I'm going to go through my clothes and get rid of things I don't need. So now there's huge piles everywhere. And I just kind of want to be like, don't go upstairs when my husband comes home. I'm like, just don't. I need to like flush it all. I don't know. I need to get rid of it, but I'm not fully mentally there. It's hard to get rid of things sometimes. I mean, it's so good for you.
Right.
Like there's multiple things that I have not worn all year long. And it's a little sad because I'm in a different place right now where, you know, I used to wear fancy shit and now I don't. And also some of it doesn't fit, but whatever. Yeah, we're just kind of like mentally preparing for our getaway for the summer. It's going to happen in a little while. And yeah, that's honestly it. And I'm making the kids do like bridge school with me, which they love. It's basically like between grades, making sure they're not. I don't care about the kindergartner because honestly, what are they learning? I mean, colors, you know, actually what he's doing is kind of cool. It's all like, I don't even know how to say it, but it's cool stuff and it's really fun and engaging. He also yells at me every morning. I don't want to do this stupid. I'm like, oh, you said a bad word. Don't say that bad word. But my daughter's is good because she needs to stay fresh with the math and she's great with grammar.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me because she talks a lot. So that's all. I'm sure that something else happened, but like nothing as dramatic as the last, you know, couple weeks ago.
Sure. Well, thank goodness.
I'm just trying to keep everybody alive. You know, like freaking A, man. How about you?
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, so I spent 5 nights in Fire Island.
Yeah,
we're off a week, so I do have some stuff. It was so funny. So like last time that we spoke, I talked about, you know, like the fact that I still didn't know where I was staying when I was going to Fire Island.
And
I was very like, you know, nervous about it. And it's funny because as soon as we got done recording, I sent another email to the host and like was, you know, whatever, it's me, so I was still really polite, but I was a little bit more like, hi, it's approaching really quickly, I hope that you have some information for me, I'm a little bit nervous about, you know, what the situation is going to be, just want to be prepared, right? And I did this time include my phone number, which I had not done the first time, and I will say that he texted me back like a minute and a half later, like sent me a text being like, I did respond to your first email. Maybe it went into your spam folder. And I literally like, I'm like, yeah, there it is. Like he literally had gotten back to me a week earlier, like so rapidly.
Oh, good.
And it was all, you know, it was all good news. I ended up staying in this really beautiful house. And it was sort of funny that, you know, I took the, for those that don't know, like you take a train to a like a sort of a, like a tram or like a big van, and then the van takes you to the ferry station, the docks, and then you take a ferry across.
Yeah.
And where the ferry like lands in the pines, like it took me a minute to be like, I can't figure out where this house is that I'm staying at. And then it was literally like, oh, it's that house. Like, it was like literally right at the dock. Like, it was the very, very first.
That is incredible.
The location was insane. I mean, I put a picture up. If anyone follows me on Instagram, I did like a video. That video is from the roof of this house where they've like built a little platform.
Oh my God.
And you can like it's right there on the bay, like right there where the dock is. But you can like see the ocean. Like, you're not really, you know, you're on the other side of the island from it, but the island's not that wide. So you can like
right.
see the ocean. Like, you can hear the waves, which, you know, I love that so much.
Yes, me too.
And I was the only person there for like the first three nights, I want to say. So I did kind of like get my pick of the house. It's like a 6-bedroom house. And every bedroom has basically an ensuite bathroom. One of them isn't exactly, but it's close enough. I ended up staying in like one of the king size bedrooms, which is, I did not need a king size bed, but it was fun. And I was like, had like great light and, you know, just a beautiful room, plenty of space. I will say that like part of the funny thing, and we'll kind of talk about this more later, was that I was literally on like the ferry heading out there when, you know, one of the reasons why I chose this week to go was that my friend Jesse was staying at a house kind of nearby, and yeah. the two guys who the four of us had a house last year together, two of them were they were both staying in the same house as he was.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And I got like a group message of like, hey, we're all set up with our reservation tonight at this restaurant that we had gone to the year before, or at least three of us had gone the year before. And Jesse and I have gone there all 3 years that we've been going out to Fire Island. And I had that moment of like, oh, wait, did I agree to go to dinner tonight, which is Sunday, the night of the Tony Awards, which I was already kind of like sad that I was going to be not in New York for. And then I'm like, so I had a moment where I just, because at first I was like, I'm going to cancel. Like, I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm going to cancel. Like, it's the Tonys. I want to stay home. And then I was right. like, you know, Mike, you can watch the Tonys. It's going to be fine. You can watch the Tonys later. One of the guys was leaving the next day, so this was the only night that we could have all gone out to dinner together. So, like, the end of the story is that we ended up going to this great dinner. And then I went home and I watched the last hour. And then I kind of, like, watched the rest of it. You know, things were spoiled. Like, things, I found out things that I didn't want to know ahead of time.
I mean, how could you not? You were in in right. like, Fire there
was,
Island.
Exactly.
Know?
And, like, and I certainly wasn't avoiding like looking at things online, so it ended up being a different experience than I thought it was going to be, but it was still, yeah, it was great. It's like the first three nights it was just me, and then this, you know, this guy who was the host was, you know, just one of those people that I had several conversations with and just like lives a different life than I do, you know, like one of those people that I don't know if you've ever talked to someone and you've had that moment of like, that's fat. Like, he had just spent like several months in India, like, because he's a yogi, and like he had like studied and like gone to India to sort of like perfect the craft, or I don't think you perfect it, but you know what I mean, like to learn more.
Yeah.
And then had sort of like gotten himself this job of taking care of this house that it's a crazy beautiful house, and that like no one was really staying in. They kind of like just used it for like if someone was needed a place to stay for a few days. Like, no one lives there.
What?
And it's just not like, yeah, it was kind of crazy. So like he's there
You're
for
like,
the whole
I'm
summer.
I'm not
like,
leaving.
I know. It was kind of weird. I was kind of like, well, I'll live here. Like if that's, you know, I'll live here for the summer. Anyways, and like he like teaches yoga nearby. And it was a very fun trip. And then like the last couple of nights, this other couple came in that were from like one guy was German and the other guy was like, oh, I'm gonna do the wrong country now, but it was like he was like from Slovenia or something like that, like and it was very interesting because some of the conversations we had was that he was like, so what do Americans think of what's happening with Russia and Ukraine? And it was just that sort of wild thing of being like, it's so weird that like you live so close to that conflict but you don't know what's going on with it because you're not getting the same information that we are. Like, it was just kind of like a
interesting.
Wild, yeah, sort of a wild conversation. And then like the very last day that another couple showed up, I didn't really talk to them that much, but it was fun. You know, I feel like I've sort of said this before and I've never come up with the most like elegant or eloquent way of saying it, but I went out to dinner with a couple of friends last night and was sort of talking about it because I will say, I don't think that I said this to you because I didn't want you to like worry or be sad, but I had one very, very sad night. I had one night that someone said something kind of mean to me. And it wasn't that big of a deal. Everything is fine and all is forgiven.
What did they say? I'm going to kill somebody.
No, it was so silly. And like, and I shouldn't say that because it affected me and bothered me and made me very, very sad.
Yeah.
It's hard because I was trying to explain, and I think that I said it better last night when I was saying, you know, my feelings about Fire Island are very similar and in so many ways like enmeshed with my feelings about the gay community, in that like I love my community and I love Fire Island and I so want to be a part of it. And I don't think this is a me like only I feel this way, but I so often feel disconnected. I so often feel like not really part of the gay community in New York, and I go to Fire Island because I love it there, but I so often sort of feel like I'm on the outside looking in. And it doesn't take very much when you are in that state to really, right, like, make you feel detached from it. And it was such a silly offhand comment that this person sort of, like, we were going to play a game that I was excited about playing. And then he, you know, sort of made a comment about, like, well, you're cheating because you're filling out blah, 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 blah. And it was just like this weird moment of like this person that I don't know. Like I'm in this other person's house. Like I'm visiting with them and this person doesn't really know me and I don't really know them. And now they're kind of like accusing me of like cheating at this game that we haven't even started playing yet. And I was just sort of like, I'm out. Like I didn't even say anything. I was just like, I'm going to go get some water. And then I kind of like made eye contact with Jesse to be like, bye. And you know, it was all fine. And it put me in an emotional state that I was sort of primed to at some point go to. And you know, like I guess he was sort of given the what for by everyone else in the house after I left. Like the topic was not ignored when I left the house.
Right.
And he was very like apologetic the next day, and it's all fine. Like it was just a silly moment, and I didn't need to be the way that it was. But you know, it's so hard for me to say the way that I want to say about my feelings about that place and how much I do feel like it's magical. And I do feel like, and I had conversations with the host of the house and one of the other gentlemen that was there about sort of the magic of that space and how part of that magic is supposed to be that everyone is invited and it doesn't matter what you look like and it doesn't matter how you identify, that it's this place where we can all be comfortable and come together. And so it kind of sucks when you don't feel that way. It sort of sucks when you're in this place and you feel like, oh, I don't belong here. I'm not supposed to be here. And
well, you're supposed to go to Cherry Grove then, I get. No, I'm kidding. But like, you know, that's because that seems like I've heard that from a lot of people. You know, it's definitely like it's a lot of insecure people coming together in a way and being like, we have money, you know, and some people don't. And
right.
I mean, and yeah, I hear you. It should be an open love situation, but I would slap that motherfucker right in the face so quickly. You have no idea.
But it was, you know, it was overall a really nice trip. Like I had a very, very good time there. And then we had, you know, I went to Broadway Bears again this last Sunday. I think that I talked about it last year. That
yeah, you did last year.
Last year it was on the day of Pride, which is not, I don't think it ever usually is. So this year it was on the week before Pride, which is Father's Day, ironically enough. And that was fun. And Jesse was in it. So like he was performing. And then I was there with one of the other guys that I had spent time with at Fire Island. And yeah, this is like a fun, like big, splashy, cool performance that I'm, you know, really happy that I got to go to again.
I love that. How fun.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, that's kind of my week.
Oh, Mike, I forgot to tell you, I got to see some theater too.
Oh, you did.
It was splashy and it was community and it was fun though. So we went with the kids. There's a theater over here that does like a huge, like we're talking orchestra, huge production. It's first grade through 12th grade. And they did Shrek the Musical.
Oh, fun. That's a really fun show.
In like one of the huge, yeah. Oh, it was, you know, and I feel, had I seen it? Anyways. of course they're kids, and oh my, you know, all the leads are seniors, so they're the older kids, and they have pretty good voices and stuff like that. But oh my God, as an acting teacher, I'm just like, oh, pick up the goddamn cues. I'm gonna kill everyone on the stage. But the kids, my children had such a blast, and they make it fun, and it's so funny. I mean, you know, it's a funny show, the whole farting, burping scene that they have. Sure. Beyond that, and we listen to the music afterwards for the next couple of days. Just makes me happy. I was like, oh, yeah, this is so fun. And the kid, I was like, you know, to them, I unfortunately, my son is too little, but I was like, you guys, we could do this if you guys want. Just by today, actually, we could sign up. The next show they're doing, it doesn't like perform till February. It's The Wizard of Oz. But like, you know, they'll play like little whatever, right, and get to learn numbers and really be a part of a chorus, you know. And at beginning, my daughter was like, I don't know. And afterwards, she was like, I want to do it. So we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun. But
that was great. Yeah, that was another thing I did this week. I forgot. It was really fun.
You know, it's that thing where, like, living in New York, you know, I'm so lucky that I get to go see like big splashy Broadway shows. Yeah. But there is something that I miss about living in our hometown and going to see like the Richland Players do whatever show they're doing. You know,
seriously, all I could think about was you. I was like, oh my God, we would direct the shit out of this show. We would direct the shit out of the show.
There's magical about community theater, I think.
I agree. And it's people who really, like, it's giving them this, honestly, I think it's a spiritual experience, in my opinion. That's what I think. And I think it's really important. That's why I think theater is so important. Like, nobody, we don't all have to be famous, or whatever, successful. But just doing theater is so rewarding, you know, in so many ways. So let's see if we can get the kids in it and enjoying. Sure.
Sounds great.
And learning to sing better. I feel like that helps too, is when you're making harmonies and they're teaching you different parts, and, you know, and their choreography was hilarious. Like, you know, I think at one point there were 200 kids on the stage. I'm not even joking. But they have three different Shreks and three different Fionas, like lead. So every night was different, and they ran for 2 weeks. So it was cool. It was good. It was so fun. Anyway.
That's super fun. Yes. That sounds amazing. Well, you know, on happy notes, anything particular you're digging this week, or?
Mike, yes, I am. I almost had too much. I started two shows that I'm like, I just want them. I love them so much. And they don't get great reviews on IMDb, but you know me, whatever. I have my own opinions. The first one I'm watching on Apple Plus, and it's Platonic. It's with Rose Byrne and what's his name?
Seth Rogen. Yeah.
I love it. I love her. And she's also like, you know, she's a mom in it, so I guess maybe I can relate to some of it, but she's so fucking funny. I think I love their relationship. I love the idea of having, you know, a best friend, you know, that's your opposite sex, who's not gay, but like, in my opinion, in my experience, my best friends are, but in, you know, opposite sex, but like that dynamic is really interesting, but it's a true friendship. And I love that. You know, the only one thing is the guy who plays her husband, and I forget his name. I think it's what is his name? It's like Trey Hale. Anyways, I think he must be gay, but he plays her husband.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. But that's just to say that I don't think his acting is great. Otherwise, I am so in on it. And if anybody else is watching, let me know, because it's just joyful. They're short. My second one that I'm loving, Mike, and this one gets not great review. So IMDb gives Platonic 7 out of 10. But High Desert, where do I watch it?
Okay. Yeah, I am interested in. I mean, I'm interested in both, but yeah.
Because Patricia Arquette's amazing. She's the lead in this. And then there's a bunch of great, like, day players. I am pretty sure our friend Bernhard is on it at some point. And then friend Tanya plays Donatella in it. So I'm really excited, because there's a lot of local, or, you know, Los Angeles actors out here that are in it. But Patricia, and here's the thing. Maybe the reason some people don't love it is because the tone is very weird. It's a bizarre tone. It's meant to be funny. But I feel like some of the cinematography and like the angles and shots and lighting makes you feel dark and sad and scared, like someone might get raped. Bernadette Peters is in it.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And you know what? They gave her, it's just, it's great. It's so great. If you like all those people, you will love this show. Mike, you got to watch it. Yeah, so I'm like busting. I'm trying to get through it because I know there's a new season of The Bear that just started, which I love. The Bear. Is that all that I love? Oh, and the only other thing that I would say is that book that I was telling you about, you have to read or listen to it by Rick Rubin. It's called, I'm going to tell you what it's called. The Creative Act. It is blowing my mind. I mean, there's some things where it hurts a little bit to hear, but like, it's all about creativity. And this, you know, he's like one of those, he's a very famous music producer, right? Yeah. The way he speaks through things, the way it's laid out, I implore you, I will buy you a copy, hard copy, and a audio, because I need you to hear this.
Okay, for sure. No, I'll check it out.
And I'm not even all the way through. I'm only on like chapter 3, but I'm like, oh my God, Mike, every time I was doing the clothes yesterday, I was like listening, and then I was like, had a notepad. I'm like, Mike, I have to write this down. I found it. Okay, it says, tell Mike. Okay, I just kept writing a whole thing. Good habits create good art. I like that. Okay, this is the thing. This is the one. Create an environment where you're free to express what you're afraid to express. So, I mean, when you, as he leads up to that, hearing that was like, it's so good. I'm telling you.
No, I'll check it out. That sounds very good. That sounds like something that I could use in my life.
How about you? What are you digging?
Yeah, I have a couple too. I think the first one is sort of like are you like a Black Mirror person?
We were, but it's been so long.
So I have seen, I think, all of the episodes, but they just released a new season.
Oh, creepy.
So it's funny because I've only watched the first two, though I can't tell if there's, like, I don't know if they're supposed to be in a certain order or not. And I will say that the first one that I watched, I think it's called Joan is Awful. And it stars Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so good. And then, like, Selma Hayek comes in. And I will say, that, like, as I was watching it, I was, like, rejecting the premise. I was like, this is, which is so dumb to do Black Mirror because they're all kind of crazy. But I was like, this doesn't work. Like, this is ridiculous. And then it all, like, it's so smart. Like, you get to the end and you're like, oh my God, that was so genius. And it's not scary, but it's very much about, like, technology. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I watched the next one, which was so scary.
Oh no.
Like, it's worth, like, you should watch it. It's worth watching, but it was one of the ones that I was like, oh no, I'm really scared.
Oh no.
But I'm really enjoying them. Like, I think that they did a really good, so far, like, they've done a really good job. And this guy's just, he's just so smart. I can't think of his name, but the guy who, like, writes them, and I'm just always kind of, like, blown away by what he does. But yeah, so Black Mirror is a thing that I'm enjoying. But here's what, this is my dig in. I'm so excited. Because so many years ago, I became obsessed with Kesha's album Rainbow. One of my favorite albums of all time. Like, I don't know if it's top 10, but it's definitely like top 20. Like, I hadn't had an album like infiltrate my soul like that in so long. And then, you know, I don't mean anything disparaging, but overall, like, I think Kesha's stuff is like fun and like good for a party, but it's not something that, like, I didn't buy the next album, I guess is what I would say. And then a couple weeks ago, our friend Eric reached out and was like, I think you would really like the new Kesha. Like, I think you should check it out. And I kind of was like, maybe later. Like, it wasn't feeling like something that I needed to explore. And then when I got to Fire Island, I'm like, you know what? I could use some new music. Like, I'm still running to Beyonce because I can't stop. I'm unable to quit that particular habit. But I'm like, I could use some new music. I'm going to go ahead. And you know me. And part of it is that, like, everyone's like, just listen to it on whatever. But, like, I buy everything. Like, I purchase the music that I listen to. And I was like, it's like $11.99. I can go ahead and buy the new Kesha. It's called Gag Order. I love it so much.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. You know, like, she had her whole thing with the lawsuit with, like, Dr. Luke, which is a lot of what Rainbow had been about. And then my understanding is her next album was more of her, like, returning to, like, sort of, like, more fun, upbeat, poppy stuff, which is great. I don't really know it. I didn't listen to that one. And then the new one is, like, she legally can't really talk about what's happening. Like, the lawsuit is still happening. And so she is, like, for all intents and purposes, under a gag order. So it's sort of her, like, exploring the feelings surrounding the situation without really being able to talk about it. And it's so different. It's so weird. Like, there are several songs that are, like, songs, but there's one song that's not a song. Like, one song is literally, like, a guy talking. And, like, it's just sort of, like, clips of this dude, like, giving a speech. And then, like, some of the songs get halfway through and become other things entirely. it's just weird and glorious, and I'm so into it. And like, there's a song on it called Only Love Can Save Us Now that like I love so much. Another one called Drama that like I'm just super enjoying it. One that's called, oh god, what's the song that I'm a little obsessed with? Fine Line. Oh my gosh, it just talks about like a fine line between being bought and selling out. But all these like, there's a line in the opening song where it talks about like ego just being a phase of sadness. Like there's some like beautiful like moments in it. Huh. So I'm super digging it. She loves the F word. Like,
oh yeah,
loves
I know.
It. So
it's hard because I've tried to listen to some of her poppy stuff with the kids and I'm like, geez, Louise. Lady.
Yeah, you can't listen with the kids. I think there is a clean version of it, which of course I didn't buy. Sure. I bought the dirty version.
No, my God, you better not.
But yeah, so that's the only caveat is that she really like that is her favorite word. But anyways, I'm super into it. It's like 38-39 minutes long, so it's like an easy, okay, pretty easy journey to take. So there you go. For those I'll interested, Kesha's gag order, very, very good. Yeah,
amazing.
And then what about Do Without? Anything in particular you can do without this week?
You know, I'm just got my eye on the prize, man. I still can't get shit done. So that's another thing. But, you know, I could do without that. But we also bought instruments for the kids. Sorry. We bought a bass, electric bass for Amelia and electric guitar for my son.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I could do without them playing it very loud. No, I'm kidding. I accept it. My daughter is like pretty good at like, she's already got the Seven Nation Army, you know, like dun 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 dun.
Oh, funny.
But she can do it.
That's cool.
So she'll be our bass player in our band, Mike.
Sounds perfect. Did they choose their instruments? Were they like, I want to play bass and I want to play guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I know. And you know, they're not, I mean, it's expensive, but it's not like a real instrument, you know.
Sure.
Because we bought them tiny ones.
Gotcha.
But they sound great.
That's cool.
So
I know, I keep thinking that I need to get a new guitar because I don't have a guitar that has a pickup. Like I don't have, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm so emotionally attached to the two guitars that I already have.
Of course. Get another one, whatever.
Right. Like I don't have to get rid of one to get a new one. I just, there's that thought of like, I have my two guitars behind me that mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm have a little bit of a block. I will also say that one of the reasons why I haven't watched what was the first TV series you talked about?
Platonic.
Is because I'm rejecting the idea that I think they're not doing a third season of the Rose Byrne Apple TV series physical, which is like not like is kind of a dark show, and so it's not even like one that I say everyone should watch this. Like it is, but like I'm like, are we not ever going to see another season of that? So I think that was part of my rejection of her having a new TV series. Was I was like, oh,
she's
I wasn't
so
really done
good.
With it. She's really remarkable, and like you, she's so ridiculously beautiful that there is part of this like, and you're funny, fine, good for you.
yeah no, you're gonna love it. You're just gonna love
I will
her
check
in
it
this
out
if you don't,
for sure.
Yeah
I guess mine is kind of silly, and it's just, and it part of it I think harkens back to one of yours from a while back, because I am watching the new RuPaul's All-Star Drag Race. Uh-huh. And there's this new thing where they wear these like breastplates that come to their neck, like all the way up to here.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of works when they're wearing something around their neck. But like when they don't, you get this weird like their throat is slit feeling, like as they, I don't know.
Ew.
I just don't like it. I'm like, if you're going to wear that, you have to like cover it up or something. It kind of freaks me out a little bit. Because then I think
Are you enjoying the season?
I am enjoying it. It's hard because, once again, I don't love the format that, like, the girls vote each other off. So you always have that thing where it's like, to me, there is a clear front runner this season. Like, there's kind of only one. And, like, if this person's ever in the bottom two, you know they're going to get voted off because they're the clear front runner.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I am enjoying it, but I always watch it with a little bit of, like, just enjoy it. Like, watch it to enjoy it kind of thing.
Yeah, you're like, don't get too upset.
Because then I also, this is the thing that I was going to say. Like, this the breastplate that they wear, like, their breasts are so large, and I understand that it's drag, and, like, part of that is about, like, sometimes exaggeration and over the top, but I also just think of you talking about, was it Yara Sofia, who would, like, jump up and down, and how unpleasant as a woman that is to watch.
Yeah, it really is. Like, with when, even this morning, I was, like, putting on my bra, and my son was, like, I mean, whatever, he didn't see anything. He's, like, why you wear that? I was like, my son has a weird accent. He's like, why you wear that? And I was like, well, it's more comfortable, dude. I don't know, it's nice to have them secure, because I don't want them flopping around, because it can hurt. I mean, it kind of hurts, you know. Some people, maybe it doesn't, but yes, I agree. As I'm just saying, I agree, not too bouncy.
Yeah, I also, and I don't mean to make light of a serious thing, but, like, I also could do without people, like, taking submarines down to the Titanic. Like, I just feel like...
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
It's such horrible story. And, like, of course, I'm living with hope that they're going to, like, find these people and rescue them. But, I don't think we need to do that anymore. Like, it just... We found it. No. We got... Just watch the movie. It's all...
No, wait. Okay,
there.
Mike, I'm an idiot. What... I've seen these things come up, but I figured people were doing another excavation or something.
Hire this... fucking submergible that they spend like $250,000 for four passengers, along with the guy that's running the quote unquote submarine, that, like,
oh hell no,
to go down 2 miles under the water to, like, take a look at the Titanic and then come back up. But they lost contact with them, like, 2 hours into the journey. They lost contact on Sunday, and so they're still searching, but, like, the search area is the size of the state of Massachusetts, and
oh my god,
they have approximately like... Yeah, no, like, it's hard to, like, even for me to think about, because don't look at it. But if you, it's like a tube. There's, like, nothing. It's like a tube with, like, a weird fake toilet in the corner, and that's it. Like, they press a button that takes them down, and then somehow, like, it's insane. It's like a 22-foot, it's like the size of a van that you just, like, sit in.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So I don't like it. So I could do... I do hope... They say they have about 40 hours of oxygen left. So I just...
Oh, my God.
I don't think we need to do that anymore. And I hope that they find them. I hope everyone's okay. But that's... Ugh.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was a megalodon. We let... sometimes for fun, I let the kids watch trailers, you know, TV trailer or movie trailers. And usually it's just animated. But this time, my son, he, like, loves... sharks, so I let him watch Meg 2 the trailer, and he really wants to see it now. And then my husband let him watch Meg 1, and I watched it with them, and you know what, it is a stupid movie, but I still jumped a lot and felt like I was gonna die quite a few times. So oh Lord, yeah, maybe it was Meg.
Maybe. And then, you know, for our topic, and did you get to watch any of the Tonys?
No, but I know the list. So you talk through your favorite moments, and I'll just go. Because you also got to see a lot.
Yeah, they're worth watching. You know, you can watch it all on Paramount Plus.
Cool.
And it was an interesting year, because once again there were no writers involved. They couldn't have anything written down ahead of time, and the show sort of opened with Ariana DeBose, like, opening up the script, and it was just blank pages. And so instead of an opening speech, it was an opening dance. And they sort of, like, danced through the theater. And she's such an incredible dancer. Yeah, super fun. And also, like, once again, not to object, she's so gorgeous. It, like, takes my breath away.
She is.
Like, it's insane how beautiful she is. And just, like, she was a fun host. And once again, like, couldn't have anything written down. So at one point she was in the audience. She had, like, gone out and taken a selfie with, like, Lin-Manuel and Kelly O'Hara and Victoria, like a bunch of, like, people gathered around, and she was like, well, I have some notes on my arm, but I don't know what they mean, so welcome to the stage, whoever comes on stage next. Which is kind of, you know, that thing of, like, we don't know what's happening next, we're just gonna go with it. And I say this with full support of writers, and, like, we should, but I kind of liked that it was just awards and performances. You know, like, there wasn't any filler. There weren't any, like, skits. Like, for me, it felt like and I also liked that, like, A Joyful Noise is a Broadway musical that got no nominations. And I don't know what the policy was. I know that in the past, if you weren't nominated, you could perform, but it would cost a certain amount. You had to pay to perform if you weren't nominated. Yeah. And, you know, I have mixed feelings. I get what they're going for, but also, like,
yeah.
let people perform. Like, let there be performances. Like, they had Lea Michele perform from Funny Girl, and she, that wasn't even a show from this season. But, like, if this is an advertisement for Broadway, let anyone who wants to perform, perform. Like, let's get more people
up
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Inspire people.
100%.
It will get people out to New York to see the theater.
Also, a thing that I feel like I've never noticed in the past, I don't think, they had clips for actors. Like, every acting category showed you a little clip of the performance, which is normal for other award ceremonies.
I love that.
But felt different. Yeah, it was, so, you know, once again, there's nothing that I felt like we had to specifically talk about. I just thought they did a very good job with it. And, you know, like every award ceremony in general, like, the numbers are not great. Like, they didn't pull in big numbers. But I would encourage anyone to go to Paramount Plus and watch it. The whole thing is there. And it's a fun journey.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you got to, I don't think we got to talk about it. You got to see Goodnight Oscar. And I see that Sean Hayes won lead actor in a play. What do you think? I'm interested. Yeah. Did you like the show? It wasn't a musical. It was a play.
Yeah, it's a play. And I think it's a good play. I had thoughts about the play itself. Sean Hayes, and here's one, I will say it, it's a role you want to get cast in. Like, it's an incredibly challenging role. Yeah, it's like all the things as an actor that you're like, I'm gonna do this character.
Yes.
Like, there's a voice and there's like, he's you know, he's playing a real person who we would now know is either manic depressive or bipolar or whatever category you would put that in, and also absolutely has severe obsessive compulsive disorder and is also clearly an alcoholic / drug addict, like a deeply troubled individual. So it's a scene-stealing role. Like, it's a role of a lifetime.
Yeah.
But you know what? Not everyone can step up to it. And he did. Like, he gives an absolutely... I really just had that thought of, like, he doesn't care about my opinion. But I was like, if I saw him, just to be like, you get to live the rest of your life knowing that you gave that performance. And, like,
that's... Oh, my God.
That's a really amazing thing. Yeah, I mean... Definitely, so if you're in the New York, I think it's still playing. I don't know that it's closed yet, but yeah, I definitely was really happy for him. It was also the other category that I really cared about, and it's because I cared in two directions so much, was that, like, I so desperately wanted Jessica Chastain to win for A Doll's House, except I so desperately wanted Jodie Comer to win for Prima Facie, I know is now how you say it. And, you know, Jodie Comer ended up getting the Tony Award, and it's just that thing where Jessica Chastain was so good and Jodie Comer was so good.
Right, like, how do you compare, honestly?
You can't. And they're night and day performances. Like, they're giving you such different things. And it comes down to one person's going to get the trophy, and that's the way that it went. And I can't really begrudge it. But yeah, there were some really amazing performances this year. I feel really lucky that I got to see so much. And, you know, for someone like Alex Newell to, you know, get their Tony Award, and Jay Harrison G, you know, also for winning two. Like, we had two non-binary actors win Tony's Awards this year, and that's awesome. And you know, I'm also going to give a sort of unpopular opinion, because I really liked Danae Benton, and I, you know, she gives the speech. She was presenting an award for they give a Tony Award for an educator every year now.
Okay.
Which is wonderful.
Cool.
And they gave it to an educator from a school in Florida. And, you know, in her introduction, she referred to the Grand Wizard, Governor of Florida, talking about DeSantis. And listen, I think Ron DeSantis is a fucking nut job. Like, I think he is a deeply racist, pretty terrible individual. And the audience loved this moment. And I get it. And I have friends that love this moment. And I'm not saying that you're wrong. But it did just feel like it made the moment about that instead of about honoring. Because you could even see the individual receiving this honor looked very uncomfortable. Like, he looked very sheepish and, like, didn't stand up. And it just felt like I understood the point and I understood what she was going for. And on one hand, I applaud it. And on the other, I feel like it made the moment about that instead of what it was supposed to be about. So there you go. Hot take from Mike Jensen. I know not everyone agrees, but.
And did you see both musical and play that one? The Kimberly Akimbo and Leopold Leopoldstadt.
I did, yeah. Leopoldstadt. Yeah. I saw them both. You know, I have complicated feelings on Kimberly Akimbo. I'm glad that it won because I think that it really needs it. I think that that show is so about Victoria Clark's performance. And I was also torn there because Annalee Ashford was up in the same category. And
Well, I know. It was a hard one.
I don't know what I would have voted for. But I wonder what that show does when Victoria Clark leaves. Like, I don't know what that show does. Like, that is so built around that performance. And she has an understudy. She has a standby. And they're probably great. So maybe I'm talking bull and it's all going to be fine. But that was my only thing with Kimberly Akimbo, is that for me, that was so about a performance. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure where that show goes when it doesn't have that particular performer in it. But we shall see. But yeah, no. And I saw Leopoldstadt. Leopoldstadt was a great play that was hard for me to understand because it's one of those plays that every scene jumps ahead like 10 years. So you have an actor playing this character, and then in the next scene, a different actor's playing that character, and that actor's playing a different character. So it would take me like 3 to 4 minutes in every scene to be like, oh no, who is everyone? Like, so I felt a little bit lost in that. The guy that won is wonderful, and I've seen him in other stuff, and they're going to make a mini series out of it. And I'm very curious to see what the mini series will be, because I'm sure that it'll probably be a little bit easier to follow. No offense to Tom Stoppard, who's clearly a genius, but it was a fun year. Super. And I think that I saw all the winners, so that was fun as well. And there you go.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we made this work.
Me too.
There's a lot going on, but we got together. And what's the future like? Are we back next week? I think we are, right?
Yes, we can be back next week. Okay. But then we're going to need to take some time.
Then we're going to have a little time off. But we'll which is, you know, the other thing that I haven't really talked about is that I have this whole, if you don't listen to my other podcast, there's a whole bunch of new material coming out, because then just like that starts this week.
I'm so excited.
And then Elise and
I
are
plugging it yet or not yet? You're not plugging it yet.
We have a couple of like teaser things that are already out. And then we recorded another thing today that'll be out tomorrow. And then our Patreon launches tomorrow. So if you want to check us out at We Couldn't Help But Wonder, there's all kinds. If you just don't have a podcast to listen to, there's a whole bunch more coming out.
Well, but if you are obsessed with Mike Jensen like we all are, just pay some money a month and you're going to get a lot of extra awesome content.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of stuff coming out. So
I'm signing up myself. So
thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm nervous and excited. I'm excited and scared.
I love it. I was trying to think of a name. Like I'm snided. I'm skited. Anyways, yes. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening, Mike. I love you.
I love you too. We'll be back next week.
I love your hair, by the way.
Thank you. It's out of control, but I'm into it.
I like it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCantNot@gmail. We'll be back next week.
That Instagram post that you put with your hair like blowing in the wind, it was so beautiful. I was just like, oh my God, you're so fucking gorgeous. Like, who the fuck is this?